Most recently, Terry Holland has worked as an administrator, but he holds a distinguished coaching record, the highlights of which include two Final Four appearances with Virginia in the early 1980s and a career total win-loss record of 418-216. As the U struggles to rebuild a basketball program tarnished by allegations of academic fraud and mishandling of sexual misconduct accusations against athletes, there seems to be consensus Terry Holland is an ideal candidate for the job. University of Minnesota Regent Robert Berglund.
We are going to do what we need to do to get the university righted. But I do know that he meets the requirements that we had laid down, namely that our academic house is going to be in order and stay in order, and there be no games played. That's not negotiable.
Berglund, a former congressman and secretary of agriculture, lived in Virginia for several years, and he remembers Holland as a coach with impeccable standards.
Very highly regarded by the general public. I know of nothing that I ever heard that cast any reflections on his integrity. His ability as a basketball coach, of course, has been well established. That's legendary. But he's that and more, and I think he'd be a very good choice.
Terry Holland is 57 years old. He was educated in economics at Davidson College in North Carolina, where he played basketball and got into coaching. After 6 years as head coach at Davidson, Holland went on to the University of Virginia for his longest head coaching stint, which ran from 1974 to 1990. Regent Berglund says he doesn't know details of the job offer, but according to published reports, the university is offering Holland a $7 million 7-year contract. Half of the money would reportedly come from sources outside of the university, such as basketball camps and product endorsements. Alex Wolf follows college basketball for Sports Illustrated magazine. He's currently on sabbatical and writing a book about basketball. Wolf says in choosing Holland, the University of Minnesota is purposely foregoing an opportunity to bring a flashy and potentially risky focal point to its troubled basketball program.
What this decision may reflect more than anything is just the desire for stability. It would be sending a signal to certainly everyone in the university community and beyond that Minnesota is determined to put things back on a righteous keel and not let things spin out of control. There's nobody that an athletic director can trust more, I would think, than somebody who's sat in his chair, as Terry has.
And it's not simply a public relations battle the university must fight as it attempts to recover from its latest basketball scandal. NCAA sanctions will likely follow the U's investigation of wrongdoing under Clem Haskins' leadership, and Wolf and others speculate the university hopes if Holland takes the job, the repercussions that lie ahead will somehow be less severe.
There's no page in the NCAA manual that the infractions committee would point to and say, oh, they hired somebody we know and who has a good reputation like Terry Holland, therefore we'll go easy on them. But a lot is done with indirection, and I think it would be a signal. Certainly from the university standpoint, they're buying some credibility, and from Terry Holland's standpoint, perhaps indeed he can get back into administration a number of years down the road after things have been righted.
University of Minnesota Daily editor-in-chief Aaron Kirst says students are fed up with sports scandals in the wake of the allegations surrounding Haskins' program. Still, Kirst says students want winning teams, and he thinks in recruiting Holland, the U is focusing too much on public relations at the expense of strengthening its basketball program.
Granted, there's always going to be a sort of a conflict between the pursuit of academics and the pursuit of wins when it comes to college basketball. There's, I guess, the hope is that you find that balance. And, you know, if they think that Terry Holland can provide them with that balance, then more power to them. But I think there are going to be a lot of people who say, you know, we're not going after a winner here. We're going after an academic.
University of Minnesota Daily editor-in-chief Aaron Kirst on the prospect of University of Virginia athletic director Terry Holland becoming the U's new basketball coach. This is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.